And the male in a herd of cattle is called a
bull.
Right. Now, if a cow was expecting a calf, you'd say the cow is going to
have a calf.
Yeah, that's what you would say.
What would you? What else? Otherwise,
well, that's what I would say. But if you lived in the country, you would say, drop a calf.
It grows. That's awful how you're saying it.
Isn't it?
It is.
That's what they say. Ah, a cow when it's first born is called a
calf.
Besides horses, kind of animal that people would use to pull plows?
Mule.
Have you ever, when they use two of them together, have you ever heard them call either a team of mules or a pair of mules?
Team.
You've heard team?
Team of mules.
Okay. What do you call a male horse?
Darn. Oh. I've heard the word.
How about stallion or stud or...
Well, a male horse is just that, but when they do certain things to them, they call them different names too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A gilding.
Gilding and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I've heard
kind
of a
thing.
Gilding and a stallion.
And
yeah.
A stallion, right, mm-hmm. Right. That's very good. Okay, well, a female is called a female.
Horse? I don't know, really. A horse? A calf? I don't know.
Let's see if you know there's a mare.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I said calf. I'm still thinking about cows instead of horses.
Okay, so a female would be called a
mare.
Okay, talking about horses again, you'd say everybody around here likes to
ride.
And every day last year, my neighbor
rode.
But now, as for me, I have never
ridden.
If you couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say, I fell
off.
Like if a little kid went to sleep in bed the next morning and found himself on the floor, in reference to the bed, he'd say, I must have
fallen out of the bed?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was going to see whether you said fallen out or fallen off. I say fall out. You say everything just like I do. That's funny, but we're not from the same place. Things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Shoes.
And the parts of the horse's feet that they nailed the shoes onto would be the
hoofs.
And one of them would be one.
One. Hoof. All right. Okay. One. All right. Okay.
I can say singular and plural to you. You'd know what I was talking about. The game that they play when they throw the shoes, you'd call that?
Horseshoes.
A male sheep is called a...
I have no idea.
Okay, see if either one of these sound familiar. Ram or buck?
Right, yeah, they do.
Okay.
And a ram is the male and a buck is the female
no.
sheep. No, they're the same.
They're the same. Some people call them rams, some call the male ram and some call them buck.
I thought ram was another animal.
I thought that too.
There's not?
I thought a ram was something that had great big...
Right, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's what I think of it too.
There is a ram,
isn't
there?
I think that there is, but I think that some people also, I know some people also call male sheep ram, but I call that something else, just like you, somebody's got these horns that go around and around like that.
That's what I think of, like a ram.
I've learned lots of things through these things.
Yeah, I imagine.
How about female sheep, do you know?
I'll
give you words. Have you ever heard of a ewe?
No.
Okay. The stuff that they raise sheep for would be? The stuff that grows on their back.
Well, yeah, I know. Lots of things.